From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump will meet with North Korea's dictator soon. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweets he'll meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on June 12th, writing, "We will both try to make it a very special moment for peace." The president earlier praised Kim for releasing three Americans held in North Korea, saying it signaled a breakthrough in ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world. I really believe that.
The president spoke at Joint Base Andrews, where he welcomed the three men in a highly scripted celebration in the wee hours before they were taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has placed travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats. Those diplomats say the limits will go into effect on Friday, but the U.S. State Department would not confirm that. Last month, Pakistani media reported that the country's diplomats will be restricted from traveling more than 40 kilometers from the embassy in Washington or consulates in other cities without permission. Pakistani diplomats have always been allowed to travel anywhere throughout the United States without any limits. Organizers of a teachers' protest in the Iranian capital Tehran say security forces have violently broken up their rally, beating up some of the demonstrators and arresting at least six of them. Dozens of retired and practicing teachers took part in Thursday's protest outside the Iranian government's Planning and Budget Organization building in Tehran. This is VOA News. American military investigators